Our call to worship is based on Psalm 121. Our help is in the name of the one true living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He made us and made all things visible and invisible. He upholds us and all things by the word of his power. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours and mine today and every day from him who was, who is, and is to come, the Lord Jesus. Amen. The theme of our brief message from God's Word is Palm Sunday led to Good Friday. The King came to die. It's based on two passages, one from the Old Testament and the other from the New Testament. Please open your Bible to the 9th chapter of the book of Zechariah. Follow with me the reading of verses 9 to 13. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. For I have bent Judah as my bow. I have made Ephraim its arrow. I will stir up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and wield you like a warrior's sword. Let us pray. Almighty, holy God, you are all grace and wisdom. In your grace and wisdom, you designed and made all things perfectly fit for your special creature, man, whom you created in your own image and likeness. We thank you that you have not left us lost in the terrible and deadly consequences of our rebellion against your holy will. We thank you for directing all things to fulfill your redeeming plan for our humanity. In your self-giving love, you joined our humanity in Christ and took on yourself the punishment due to our own sin. We thank you for making this clear in your holy word by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, who indwells us and builds us up in Christ, who is seated enthroned in majesty as our shepherd and mediator. Graciously bless your word for us to convict us of sin and cause us to grow in Christ's grace and holy image. We also pray for the world's ever-present need for the gospel and for your church to be purified, revived, and protected by your word, to faithfully bear witness by the power of your Holy Spirit. To you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is rendered all glory, and to you alone we offer our worship and devotion. Amen. Brothers and sisters, Jesus' entry to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday cannot be separated from the Good Friday event of his humiliation, sufferings, and death. Christ entered Jerusalem not only to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah, but also to prepare for his death. This was referred to by Zechariah as the blood of my covenant. In that way, Jesus was also concluding the era of preparation for his worldwide kingdom, and at the same time, he began the realization of the kingdom through the Great Commission. In other words, through taking the gospel to all the nations. Jerusalem was under a great deal of oppression. It was the seat of Pilate, the head of the occupying Roman authority. The Jews felt humiliated by the fact that they were not really a country anymore. They did not have their own sovereign king from the royal line of David. On the other hand, the city was also spiritually oppressed. The powerful religious authorities of the priesthood, scribes, and teachers of the law used religion to lord it over the people. There was no real spiritual nourishment by the word of God and no pastoral care. Christ expressed sadness by the state of the people. They were like sheep without a shepherd. They were blinded, lost sheep. The hope implanted on their consciousness by the religious and national leaders was focused on the coming of the promised king and the liberation of the nation from the Romans. The entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem was an exciting event for the crowds, but it was not properly understood. Jerusalem, the daughter of Zion, indeed shouted with joy, "Hosanna!" But the message of Zechariah said more than that. It said, "I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. I will cut off the chariots." In other words, Zechariah already announced the spiritual nature of the kingdom, which the expected Messiah king was going to establish. Even as he stood by Pilate, Jesus made it very clear. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Christ's kingdom is not of this world. It is not an earthly one. It's a spiritual one, and its warfare is also spiritual. Pilate and the Romans were not the real enemies. The real enemies were not to be resisted and fought by physical weapons. The battle is never with flesh and blood. Zechariah announced it so clearly. Physical weapons were to be removed from Ephraim, from Zion, from Jerusalem, from the Israel of God. This is what Zechariah prophesied. The purpose of the entrance into Jerusalem was to establish peace for the nations. Jesus came to give peace. His peace is not the same as the world's peace. Yet the crowds did not understand the word of God. The religious leaders were blinded by the ethnicity of their nation and by fanatical religion. They confused the people and did not teach them the truth from the word. The passage from John 12 clarifies all of this. Please open your Bible to John 12, and we will read from verses 12 to 19. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Brothers and sisters, we notice here three things. One, Jesus entered Jerusalem not as a physically triumphant earthly king, but as a humble one on a borrowed donkey. He had no armed guards, and there were no swords or spears. Two, the crowd and even the disciples did not understand the words of the prophecy of Zechariah. They did not understand the purpose and nature of the kingdom. We are told that the disciples themselves remembered and understood only after Jesus was glorified upon his triumph over death and his ascension and enthronement at the right hand in majesty. Three, the Pharisees, instead of being enlightened by the word and being happy about his fulfillment of the word, they became very jealous of Jesus. Already, they worried about the large following that he had enjoyed after the raising of Lazarus, as we see that in the previous chapter, chapter 11. Now they are annoyed and worried. They said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." As if they are prophetically speaking of the spread of the gospel to the whole world. Here we are, the triumphant entry of Jesus to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday gave reason to the Jews to plot his death. Yet, that was what Jesus came for. He came to die. The seal of all prophets, John the Baptizer, announced it as he pointed to Jesus. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Christ came to conquer the devil, to conquer sin, to conquer the world and death itself. He came to establish a universal kingdom of peace. That was the great divine plan. That was God's unshakable promise to Abraham. All families of the earth were waiting to be blessed by the Messiah God, King of kings and Lord of lords. From sea to sea, that is his kingdom. Jesus was promised through Zechariah a kingdom from the river to the ends of the earth. The promise was for a blood covenant. It required death, his death, to set the prisoners of hope free. The holy sword of the gospel was to come out of Zion in the Greek language to Greece and to the whole world, to Jews and Gentiles, to all the nations of the world. Hallelujah. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you forever. Amen.